Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dog.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip of mine? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all mine.
Hey, let me tell you, it's getting better every day, man, I'm going to, I might not be going, baby might not call me, but, well, she already called me, but she might not come through, but anyway, last night, I was out running to this bald-head woman, bald-head like me, man, baby was fine, too. End up being Monique's hairdresser. And some kind of shit Monique having tonight. Hopefully, they let her brother go. I mean, she says she coming to get a nigga, you know. So I'm going. But this the Rosebud Show. I'm happy, flirty, all that shit. Tonight, we're going to talk about what it takes to be as passionate as you motherfucking need to be about this shit we doing. I remember, you know, a motherfucker always have things to talk about. Always have things to do. Shit, I give strong advice. I give seriously strong life advice. And a lot of it, y'all don't really get. You know, some of it you do. Some of it you don't. Those that do get it, I'm very serious. SWU in my goddamn course create monsters. I mean serious monsters. They be so sharp and so conceited. They really be conceited. I'm talking about, man, I can catch any bitch I talk to. You sound like I used to sound. Hey, oh, what's up, 419?
I want to answer your question.
Oh, come on. This is that goddamn Romeo. I hear your voice. What the hell you on here for, man?
Fuck it.
Come on.
What it takes in order for you to be passionate about something is to be completely and utterly serious about it. You have to be so serious that you're going to do whatever it takes to get the end result that you're looking for. And that's going to create the passion that it takes for you to get the results that you're looking for.
Hey, bro. You only said one thing wrong, and that was at the end. That ain't going to create the passion. That is the passion, bro. That's how you have passion. You know, and the words you use describe passion perfectly. You believe it wholeheartedly. You going to do it till it's not able to do it no more, man. For sure. All right. Now, tonight, I'm going to start off with a little story. And you need to apply the point to this story, to your damn life. You know, if you sharp, you know, and you already have my shit, you know, you're going to be able to hear what I'm getting ready to say. There are dudes out there who are satisfied with, you know, just having a few pieces of the puzzle. And I guess that makes them feel as if they're in the game we're playing. with a few pieces. No, you can't have a few. You can have a few pieces. You know, the motherfuckers that have gotten my course, they had a few pieces listening to my show and finally took a chance. They're able to hear all the nuggets I drop now. They're able to apply it to their life. They're able to do things that you guys won't believe or wouldn't believe. They're only able to do it because they have passion. They were serious about what they learned. Man, the show and the course go hand in hand. Because there's just too much goddamn game to pack into a goddamn hour and a half or two or whatever this guy, whatever the course is. I think the course is maybe 9 to 10 hours. But it's too much game to pack in there. And it's way too much game to have in just one show. So that's why I have shows. And I do it all the time. See, the dudes who bought the course, they don't get to stop at learning something. They learn to go all the motherfucking way. If they gonna do anything, I don't care what it is. And I mean, I ain't no freak or nothing, but I could imagine them niggas is fucking the shit out of bitches now. The way, cause I know confidence make you fuck better. It does, man. Shit. Don't believe me. I don't care. See, the brothers that's smart enough to take advantage of what we do, see, they listen to the show, and the topics I speak on are the ones that, you know, really be going on in their life. And I cover them covertly, giving up information. It's a lot of this information is on the spot information and is not in the course. But because of the course, you don't need everything to be in the course because you can learn actively. That's what's so dope. You can learn right now as you're doing it, whatever it is, because you got this confidence about yourself and you pick shit up. You don't just be standing there listening. You be listening, but you be picking up shit, and you know how to act on what you hear. You know how to change what you hear into what you want it to be. You learn all this because you got confidence. Now, I'm telling you, this is the truth of last night. I went into the casino. And, you know, as you go in the casino, you know, you stand around, I'm walking to the bar. And I seen this bald head bitch. And I said to myself, man, that's a bad chick gambling on one of them little machines. I said, that's a bad motherfucker. So I walked on over to the bar. And as I was going to the bar, I said to myself, that bitch better not come anywhere near me because I'm going to get it, huh? Because her eyes did lock mine. When, you know, I seen it, I gave it a little head, you know, what's up? You know, I went on to the bar, and next thing, I'm playing, Keno. I'm playing Keno. And, you know, next thing I know, the bitch say, do you know how to play poker? Now, I'm playing my goddamn Keno, but I just know it's this broad. And I looked up, and it was her. And she was way finer than I thought she was. And she sat up there and asked me about playing a poker. And I told her, look, I don't really know how to play poker, but, I mean, I know how the game go. And baby say, well, I'm not really gambling. This other bro that was with her. So, like, a couple minutes go by. That was all I said, a couple minutes go by. And then I said, I'm going to get that baby. Because the girl she was with got up and left, and she stayed. I told her, bitch, you ain't gambling? And she said, no. I said, well, look, let me bet on you. And it was on and cracking from there. What I'm saying is this. If you take the responsibility, if you take the passion that you have, along with the responsibility that goes with having passion, and utilize it every night, every day, in everything you do, I'm telling you, you'll be able to draw people to you. Because I, in all honesty, willed that bitch to me. I know you think I'm bullshitting, but I ain't. Well, how the fuck did she come over to me then? Came right over next to me. I'm telling you guys, when you got that shit right, them motherfuckers coming to you. They gonna get at you. Shit. Because let me tell you something, fellas. Women can't stand a good-looking motherfucker not fucking with them. Especially after you've seen them. And that's all I had to do was acknowledge that bitch. Hey, what's up? It kept going. And I said to myself, this big motherfucker, oh my, she is a big one. Now, you guys got to understand the idea, the methods that, you know, my favorite animal, the lion, you got to understand what they do. They, from birth, you know, they bred to be king of beasts. They bred to be the shot callers. I mean, just as anything in life, you know, there's times when a lion has problems. And those times are when he's a fucking youngster and when he's old. In between those times, too, he's a fucking lion all the time. That's me. That's me, man. I'm telling you. I don't fucking, you know, pick a particular bra or a particular kind of bra. Last night, all I know is I said to myself, I'm going to get shaved up and go out here. And it wouldn't have gotten my little $20 that I, because, you know, I ain't no gambler. I'll go get me $20. That motherfucking machine get that $20 and fuck them motherfuckers. But anyway, I'll go get my $20, man, but I'm going to catch me a bitch. As soon as I walked in there and seen that thick, man, this is a thick one. If I get this one, man, y'all gonna hear about it. It's supposed to be about 8 o'clock, but I don't know. But my point, what I'm saying is, I wheeled that bitch to me. And I haven't done that in a long time. I mean, it was almost like I couldn't do it no more. Not really I couldn't, but I wasn't really trying to do it. Something fucking made me want it. I mean, you know, I don't know. It could have been pussy, whatever. I don't know. I ain't saying that. What I'm saying is, man, it just woke me up because that shit came to me. And, man, you ain't gonna believe this. Well, I was getting so much action, I snuck my hand in my pocket and turned my phone on to record so I could show you motherfuckers. As soon as I turned my phone on record, my battery died. These niggas gonna kill me when I tell them this. But if that bitch come get me tonight, I'm already have my goddamn recorder on. And I'm gonna record that shit. So you can hear how a nigga get at a, not me, I'm talking about how a real motherfucker get at a bitch. Because it's all about that bitch, man. It is a goddamn it, Romeo, what the fuck you want, man, fucking with me? What, nigga? You finna say, yeah, that's me, man. Hey, professor, that weak ass shit about the battery, yeah, okay. What?
Nah. I was gonna say, shit, this is one of the things that I learned from the professional goddamn master catcher, Rosebud himself. I learned this shit in the course, and this is part of the course. Once you really get that confidence clicking, that's part of it, man. You're going to wheel that bitch to you, period. You're going to wheel her ass to you. She's going to come to you.
Did this shit a few times?
Man, I just told you what happened at Captain J's the other day.
That's right, you did. This shit is real, man. They don't believe it. Hey, Romeo, they thinking I gave you $2,000 or something to say this shit, man.
Man, they can think what they want to think. Hey, I learned something else from the master. You let the sleeping, or what did you say? You let the sleeping sleep, goddamn.
Hey, shit. Let the sleep stay sleep. Ain't no sense in driving by the goddamn cemetery making a whole bunch of noise, trying to wake up the dead. Let them motherfuckers stay sleep. Yeah, that's right, bro.
That's damn right.
Hey, for sure, bro. Hey, now, I'm just saying, no matter how you go about what you do, what's important is that you have some kind of established way to receive the joy from succeeding. And if you don't, then that's because you're not used to succeeding. A lot of you guys ain't. That's why you got to start paying attention to the small victories. The small victories are going to allow you to get that big one. And when you get that big one, you're going to be a nasty like monster like that motherfucking Romeo. What's up?
What's going on, Rose?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
Rose. Hey, this Big Steve, man, I got a story from Chad.
Something wrong with your phone or something.
You hear me?
Barely.
Okay.
You there?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I went
man, call,
to the movie.
Call back, man. I ain't hearing you. Call back. Anyway. What I'm saying is this, you got to think critically. You just have to think critically. Now, you would think about a lion growing up. He can't think critically. Or can that motherfucker? Because that motherfucker don't just run up on his food. He sneaks and creeps and do whatever it takes to get that motherfucker. What I'm saying is what he does better than you or I is focused. He's single-minded. Whatever it is, if he want to rest, he's resting. If he want to eat, he's hunting. But what I'm saying is, whatever it is, he's not thinking about 13 other goddamn things like we do. We got to be able to focus. We got to be able to make ourselves, man, telling you, I relearned this last night. My focus was totally off. My focus, well, actually, I wasn't being focused. That was the problem. I was half thinking about gambling, I guess, and whatever the hell I was thinking about, because I didn't see bitches in the same joint, too. And I didn't say, man, baby gonna come over here and fuck with me. Man, that bitch, you know, took off and went home, whatever. I'm saying it, and I was thinking, man, nigga, what is up? But I know what it is. Something had me focused. And it was because I realized my aura was gone. If you don't use it, you ain't going to get the benefit from it. And if you stop using it, you're going to stop being this person. Because last night, man, Jesus Christ, it was like I was 20. I was just so fluent, so on. You know, baby, want to get smart with me? And I say, look, baby, if you want to have a race, you know, I already concede. You can win because I'm going to be in the back looking at your ass shape. She started laughing. Yeah, don't fuck with me. You know, like that, because I ain't going to let you try to challenge me. And if you do challenge me, so fucking what? I ain't finna accept it. It's why not, nigga? Because I'm exactly what you looking for, ain't I? Yes, she's looking for a man. A real one. She's looking for a motherfucker that knows how to kick it. She's looking for a motherfucker that ain't afraid of her talking whatever bullshit she gonna talk. Because all I did was handle everything. She said, hey, yeah, you know what? It looked like you got me by 10 or 12 pounds, girl. But I bet I can handle what you got for me. And you just roll with it. You got the humor. You know, then you get serious. And then when I gave her my car, and she seen SW, what is this girl? Whatever you do, don't ask me about SWU, because you're going to want to be talking to me for the next 3 or 4 hours. And that's what we did. We sat in bed talking like 7 in the morning from about, I think I went out at about 4. So, shit. What I'm saying is, man, this shit works. This shit is real. And if you love yourself, and if you motherfucking conceited as fuck, you know, it's going to work for you. I don't love nobody but me. I love my daughter. You know, I love y'all, but that kind of love can go away. I'm talking about the kind of love that's real. You know what I'm saying? You got to love your motherfucking self, man. You can't love yourself sometimes. That fucking lion love itself. He be licking the bottom of his feet. You mean that motherfucker? I watch them motherfuckers, man. Lions is the shit. And after them is them goddamn gorillas. I love the gorillas is really human. Shit, motherfuckers get his back picked, get his hair combed. Them lady gorillas love the motherfucking silverback. Why? Cause he the shit. He the shit. That's what he is. That's what every bro that fuck with me. That's what I want him to think. I'm getting real with you now. I'm serious. I was serious before, but I'm serious, man. That's what I be wanting them to think. Man, you got another question, man? Is this you with a question, Romeo, or you already was up there?
Oh, no. I had already talked to you before.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Okay, good. Okay, see, what you got to do, you got to be able to switch to critical thinking really quick. And you have to always remember to think questions or situations through. You know, you got to go deeper than your own goddamn thoughts about something, because your own thoughts is going to stop you from going wherever. You got to open yourself up. Which is what I'm saying. What did I do to make myself get serious? Okay, I ain't no nasty motherfucker, so I always take a shower and all that shit, you know, shit shave and shower. But you know what I did that I don't know, hadn't been doing? I got fucking dressed. I mean, I've been wearing some, you know, some Levi's and a t-shirt and, you know, whatever that little puff jacket is, whatever. You know, that kind of bullshit. Go out, do me a little gambling, 30 minutes, woo-woo. You know, but shit. I had on my black shirt with the black goddamn slacks and the gaiters, black gaiters. And I had a pink motherfucking jacket on. Oh, shit. When I walked in there, baby already seen me, because I look good in pastel colors. Anything pastel look hella good on me. Any motherfucking way, shit. I seen her watch me walk by. Yeah, baby go. She bring her motherfucking ass over here. Hey, not the only reason I'm thinking about all this is because I'm sure. Because when I ain't got nothing but that pump jacket on, I ain't even thinking about the bullshit. I'm just going in there. You know, if bitch fuck with me, she do whatever, bitch. I don't give a fuck. I wasn't trying to call no bitch like I was last night. And that bitch answered. What does that tell me? What does that tell you? See, a lot of motherfuckers don't know how to answer questions. They brush them off. If you brush off the answer to the question, you brushing off your education and advancement in life. You know, you don't need to actually be a lion. You got to have a lion-like determination. See, because a lion's path is already laid out for him. And his pops is watching everything this motherfucker do. And as soon as that motherfucker gets, you know, a little more aggressive, Pop's going to ban his ass because he ain't having no other motherfuckers with dicks big as his around him. What does that have to do with me? Hell of shit to do with me. Because if you think like that lion, you can't say what that lion is going to say. But you can position yourself in your chair. You can position yourself as you look at baby and talk to her. Because she was reading sign languages. She was just looking at me, look at her in a certain way. Oh, you just think you the shit, huh? She said, I'm scared of you. I'm not, you ain't scared of me, girl. You know I'm exciting your motherfucking ass. I mean, all this was going on. Why? Why? Shit. Not because I wasn't bullshitting. Because any motherfucker that do shit 100 is going to get at least 95 out of it. And 95 is as good as 100 as far as I'm concerned. Man, that ball head motherfucker had my dick so hard. Hey, I didn't get to bust her out, though. I didn't get to do none of that. I didn't even get to kiss on the goddamn bitch. But we kicked it. So what I'm saying is I believe if that bitch called me, I'm going to get to do all that because I know I'm going to have caught her. Because I know I said all the crazy shit. Everything to let that motherfucker know she don't want to fuck with me. Told that bitch, I'm not, don't get to thinking I'm lonely, girl, just because I'm a old nigga. I'm alone by choice, but I'm definitely not lonely. I can call a gang of motherfucking bitches, and I ain't broke. If I have to, I'd even buy some pussy. I told that bitch that shit. Don't play no fucking pussy games with me. Shit. Take that shit with them motherfucking squares. Because me, I'm busting the pussy out real quick, fast, in a hurry, or we ain't fucking around. You know why? The bitch said why. Now, she should have been mad at me for saying what I said. But no, niggas, when you motherfucking got a bitch in your motherfucking grasp, you can say shit like that. But you just got to be smooth with it, you know? You got to let them know when she responded to that shit, I don't know exactly, remember exactly what I said, but I said something with some sexual overtone to it. You know, something like a nigga gonna probably have to take some medicine to fucking with your motherfucking ass. My heart gonna be all fucked up. God damn it, I'm gonna be so goddamn excited. I'm liable to turn over, you know, flip over or something. Motherfucking bitch listening to all this bullshit. That's all I'm doing is bullshitting. Because I already know, let me tell y'all this. Even though I sat there that long, I knew within 30 minutes that I wasn't getting that pussy. I could just tell. But I knew that was a bitch to catch. But I didn't know nothing about Monique or none of that shit until, you know, later in the conversation. But my eyes is good. My moves is good because I seen that bitch was worth fucking with. And I seen I seen that bitch had some money. So what I'm going to do? Nothing. Bitch, I don't care. Matter of fact, let me tell y'all something. I always say I don't do this. But I did last night. I bought that bitch two or three drinks, and we just talked because I wasn't wasting my time. See, you motherfuckers waste your time. You know, your sense of self should be tied to your word as a man. And your word as a man should be tied to how far you feel you will go in life dealing with what you think only. Your word should be a positive reflection of who the fuck you are. And when you talk to a woman and she can see that without even having to ask you that, they're going to say it. Oh, I can see you don't be bullshitting. I can tell by the way you're talking to me that you got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, they say stuff like that. Man, what am I supposed to do? Oh, no, I ain't got nothing going on. Girl, you just saying that because I'm fine as a motherfucker. Girl, I ain't got a whole bunch going on. I do got SWU, and I have wrote 20 books, and I am in making some movies and shit, and I do have a motherfucking radio show. And, man, I start busting. Because that's what time it is. You got to be able to catch that bitch because she going to open her mouth and say anything she can that she thinks going to throw you off. Until you show her she can't, then she's going to start noticing everything about you. What's up, 843?
Hey, what's up, bud? What's going on?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Chilling, man. Hey, I noticed, you know, definitely what you're talking about right now. You know, when you're telling the bitch, you know, all the stuff that you got going on and everything that you're doing. Man, I even noticed some females even take that shit as a threat. And even just having, like, small talk with just even men, you know, they get sometimes, like, threatened by that shit, too. Have you ever, you know, ran into that?
I always run into that. You know what I say? I say, girl, you sharp as fuck. And she say, what? Why? And I say, because you can see you. I mean, I can see your ass scared of my motherfucking ass. And she say, oh, no, I ain't. I say, you never do the same thing all the time. When you get busted, you start going at real fast because you are scared. And I get up close to her. I'm in her face right now, damn near, when I say that. And she trying to hold her position. And you know what I do? Kiss her on the cheek. You ain't finna have me get into that bullshit. I'm way past you. And they just smile. Oh, you this, you that, but it's always something bad. You this, oh, you ain't this. But they be complimenting me. hey, man, haven't you heard?
Hey,
all women like bad boys. I just happen to be an educated, suave bad boy. Yeah.
Hey, bud.
What was you saying, bro?
Hey, man, I just want to let you know, man, you the GOAT, man. You the greatest of all time out here, man. Like, people don't understand, like, what you bring into the table. And I think I was either reading something that you either posted on Facebook one time or something, one of those comments you made, and you was like, you know, you trying to get, you know, I guess, recognized as an institution so you can be able to get grants. And you don't understand, man, like how big you are, pretty much how big you are, especially with black men, because, you know, from slavery to Jim Crow laws and everything, you know about that. I mean, I'm only 30 years old, so I haven't lived in that time, but looking at history, man, like we have a big gap in how black men have confidence in America, and you bringing
well,
this
well,
shit.
Well, that's,
I mean,
we've been victimized for real on a mass basis. In every way possible. But just because we've been victimized don't mean we got to be victims. You know, yeah, we've been victimized. Yeah, the motherfucker's going to be a racist bastard. Take that and win with it, man, because fuck that motherfucker. You don't need him. The only motherfucker that's really tripping on all that shit is the motherfucker that need a peck of wood. I don't need him. I don't need that motherfucker with shit in my life. I'm talking about if I think of something that I'm going to need his ass for, I don't even want to do it no more. I ain't bullshitting. If fuck a motherfucking pack of wood, fuck anybody having anything to do with anything I want. If I can't get it because I got the money or whatever, the skill to make it or whatever, then I ain't, you know, I'll like not want it no more. Because I don't believe in being dependent. I believe in stretching my mind to the outer limits. Whatever it is, I'm sitting at my desk that I built. I'm sitting on a little, I call it my throne, that I put my little chair on. Hey, everything in my living room damn near I just built. You know, I built my bed. Hey, man, I have to keep myself motivated by doing shit. That's why I talk so much shit about doing it. Think it, do it. Don't be thinking it and then start thinking about it. Man, I ain't with that. That's what, hey, Sidewalk University, we the go-getters. Because we think it and we do it. Because we know we ain't hardly going to think to go rob no bank. We ain't going to think to go rape no bitch. We ain't going to think to do no terrorism bullshit. So we can be very comfortable in how we think. And we can react to our thoughts. How about that?
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Keep recording.
All right, trust me.
When you go, man, we going to still have all these recordings and everything, all your books and everything, man. I love this shit. Appreciate you.
For sure, man. All right, be cool. 786, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on with it, bud?
Nothing too much, brother. How about you?
Yeah, ain't much, man. Hey, man, I just want to say, man, you put a lot of shit in perspective, man. You know what I'm saying? You're really one of the few individuals out here that's really, 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 really bringing it. You understand me? So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers need to appreciate the game that you be really dropping and really implementing
in their
lives.
Let me say something to you right now, bro. I ain't gonna disagree with you. I appreciate what you're saying, but I don't think now motherfucker bringing it real like me because everybody's trying to get money. I'm trying to get money too, but it ain't about money. What I'm saying is this: the reason I bring this shit free and I bring the truth is because if you really seeing it and you feeling it, you might fuck with me on another issue. And when you do, that's when you win because there's people probably on this call right now. I mean, this show right now. That fully immerse themselves in my shit. And them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, man, that dude Romeo, he won them. They different motherfuckers, man. They got real. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I want to say, man, because I definitely been applying the shit you be saying, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be talking to a bitch. The same thing like how you just said earlier. You know, you try to run a bitch away. And you know what I'm saying? And the strong survive. You know, if she survived through all that, that's a bitch worth having because she really going to fuck with you, you know, how you want to be fucked with. You know what I mean?
Well,
I really apply that
reality,
shit.
That's what it's about, man. I'm glad to hear you say that, bro. That's some good shit.
And what I'm doing now, what I ain't really never did, is, you know, when I run a bitch away, I switch it up and I show her the gentleman. I'm actually opening doors. And that shit really do work like a charm, though. You know what I mean? Because you giving a bitch different sides of you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it really do work. Especially on older women. They like that shit.
Older women like to be able to see the gentleman in the man. And they like to see that motherfucker that's being a gentleman ain't no punk. That's what older women like. Younger women want a motherfucker that act like he ain't getting a fuck about shit and fuck you, bitch. That's what they want.
Yeah.
I know that's what they want, man, because that's how I act with all of them.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
What are you talking about? Don't tell me you under 30. I ain't got nothing to say to your motherfucking punk ass. Well, why are you so chicken shit? Because I'm an old nigga. I ain't got no time. You want to bring your ass over to the house? I might. Man, fuck a mic. Mic don't work with me. Hey, you just deny. I deny everything. You said you something else, OG. And them older bitches be saying, about time I met a real gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and the cold part about it, I be acting damn near the same way. I just be changing up what I'm saying.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, you know that's right. How we roll, bro. That's a bit of shit, man. Thanks. Hey, you guys, the thing that you got to understand, you are trying to become a certain kind of adult male. You're not trying to just become an adult. 21, you're an adult, so what? You still could be a punk. You want to be a certain kind. And only the most committed motherfucker is going to strive for the status of the real. And when you decide to be a real man, you got to be fully committed to the whole thing the entire time you were alive. And you got to learn quickly to trust your judgments. Ain't no second guessing anything you think. You got to make sure you like that fucking lion. And you be standing firm on the principle that you are a king. And whatever goes down, you in command of it. Now, as the motherfucker you trying to become, your job is to take care of your goddamn business at all times. And your business is prevalent or prevailed by the aspirations of representing a motherfucker. Don't be taking shit you say lightly. Don't say nothing out your mouth that you don't really intend to do. Your sense of self should be tied, should be tied to your word as a man. And your word should be a positive reflection of your integrity. Man, that shit is important to me. Whoever of you have dealt with me, don't, you know, even if we had words or whatever, you know it's very important to me to represent the real and be for real. You just, my word is my bond. I'm going to do it. You know, shit that you wasn't prepared for, you know, can happen. And shit, in less than a second, you gotta come up with a plan to handle it. Can't be spending time thinking. I mean, of course we gotta think. I believe in thinking, but you gotta think fast. You ask any of my alumni how long it takes me to come up with some kind of answer to their problems. I ain't taking no 2 seconds. I never take longer than 1 second to answer some any problem. Women lie and wait to see a motherfucking man stand up. They be in the cut, just checking everybody out, hoping they find somebody that stand up. And they like to see a motherfucker who have no problem letting them know he know his value. I just think it's wise for you to, all of you, to remember always be playing your ABPs and to be sure to always make what you say have meaning to what you believe. Also, I think you never want to make promises you don't intend on keeping. And those of you who have women don't really see that your woman is watching your every move too. So you got to make sure you ask yourself this shit. Are your moves manly? You know, all throughout the relationship, it's important to have being a man at the forefront of your daily thoughts, because that woman that you care so dearly about is definitely doing that. Having your manly qualities at the forefront of her thoughts. And as you mature into, you know, you, it can allow different thoughts to occupy the front of your thinking. So if you want to be a car freak, you can be a car freak. You're just going to be a certain kind of car freak. If you want to be an architecture, you can be, you could be an architect. I'm just saying, being a man is not going to get in front or interfere with any of your activities. Nothing. Whatever it is, you're just going to be a certain kind of whatever that is. If you're a DJ, you're going to be a certain kind of DJ. And if you're really serious, you're going to consciously check that you represent manliness with all of your actions. That's what Romeo was talking about. You're going to make yourself check everything, because being a man requires you to stand on principles you've adopted into your life. And you got to represent those principles at all times. You know, just like them female lions, they be, you know, out checking their doggone man out. The difference between them is they programmed genetically to only want one motherfucker. He got to be the baddest. Bitches today, they want the baddest. But they accept a pretendo motherfucker, and then they'll turn his ass into a punk, and then they'll start blaming men. That's why you have to always feel as if you're on stage. And the entire club, the entire restaurant, the entire theater, whoever, wherever you at, who even outside, at the park, just walking, every motherfucker is looking at you. Out of style. You should feel it. If you don't represent being a man, I'm talking even when you pumping gas, you in danger of not being one. You gotta think like that. You have to be this way so you will never settle for less than what a man is worth to any woman. That's important to me. I talk hella shit. But what's important is I don't want you motherfuckers to continue to be looked upon the way you are by women. Most of you've accepted and settled for whatever kind of woman that gives you action. That ain't really bad. Because you gotta like who like you. But you believe that you can only have a woman who's second or third. You don't believe you could have that first bitch. Men who think like this are the main ones I'm talking to. But I know there's those of you who are out there that's not quite that bad. And I know myself. And I'll never run out of things to say about me. So you might not understand what I'm trying to tell you. You don't run out of things to say when you ain't lying. You don't run out of things to say when you lead that woman and she's responding to your lead. You don't run out of things to say when you're confident. You'll never run out of things to say if you put all three of those things together. Never. See, I take the attitude I'm talking about right now with me whenever I'm speaking to whoever the fuck I'm speaking to. That damn, got two people here. 786, you got another question or was you already here? No, I already had you. 419, that's you again, Romeo. What's up?
I just wanted to make one quick point. What you saying is so dope because the main thing that interjection with what you're saying is knowing who the fuck you are. And once you know who you are, you know what the fuck you looking for in the female that you fucking with. Me personally, when I'm fucking with her, I'm looking for signs to disqualify her motherfucking ass. So if she comes with any bullshit, then her ass is getting X'd, period. So you got to know who the fuck you are. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because when you know who you are, you know what the fuck you're looking for. And if that bitch can goddamn get through the bullshit that I'm talking to her motherfucking ass, I know she ready. She might be somebody I can fuck with because I'm going to be talking shit.
That's what's up, man. Because the more you try to qualify them, the more they disqualify you.
Exactly. Because they're going to say, this nigga here weak as fuck.
I'm trying to tell you, man, when you be doing that shit you doing, they be saying, damn, I gotta take my panties off for this motherfucker to give me a compliment or something? Yeah, bitch, you sure do. Take them off and throw them out into the dance floor.
You gotta know who the fuck you are so you know what you looking for. Because if you don't know who you are, you're going to accept any motherfucking thing.
Hey, that's right. That's right. That's right, goddammit. See, me, my arsenal is dope. It is so dope. And my fucking conversation flows because it's based on what I see and think, you know, in the moment. My conversation is not based on something, even though I teach this to put something together, make it up, woo-woo, and then remember it and do this shit right, woo-woo. But once you do that, well, I'm not going to go into that because that would be giving too much of any motherfucking way. What I'm saying is this. You need to realize the value my courses hold. You need to realize the value SWU holds for you. They make you together. They make you learn who you are. On you, challenging every damn thing you say, you're going to see real quick. The next time I open my mouth, that motherfucking professor, I'ma have something to say to his ass. And pretty soon you will. And you ain't gonna never have nothing to say if you don't never wanna say nothing. And I preach, I teach. Open your motherfucking mouth. A closed mouth ain't gonna get fed. A motherfucker scared to talk ain't gonna never catch. Motherfucker scared to see what he sounds like. Ain't gonna never change. Man, we do all that shit at SWU. We do all that shit. And more. All them motherfuckers is helping each other out. I used to come in on every goddamn thing, so because I'm the one doing the help. But now so many dudes in the group got game that they saying stuff. And it's just beautiful, man. I could come in there and just scan through and read some shit or listen to some shit, and it be on point. Man, you guys don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on at SWU. God damn it. Shit. So, now those of you who are listening, tuning in every Sunday, and believe you don't need my course, you should ask yourself, why the fuck are you listening then? You should really ask yourself that. If you don't need it, you don't. The first thing you need to do is take an honest inventory of yourself. And if you did that, if you can be truthful to yourself and say you are confident, then so be it. You're confident. I'm not trying to get motherfuckers as confident to think they ain't confident because I'm talking shit. I just know there's a hell of a big number of you motherfuckers out there that can use some confidence. If you can't be truthful with yourself, your soul ain't gonna be truthful with me. And if you can't be truthful with yourself, you don't even want to be truthful with a broad. So you're forcing yourself to live a lie. The more you accept faking, not being you, the more you accept living a lie. We don't want that. You didn't have enough of it. I'm sure you had enough of it. In my course, I outline simple directives for you to follow that's going to allow you to excel. And if you do your diligence, you'll overcome the obstacle of fear. You'll overcome that within the first week of study. I lived and I thrived off of the methods that I'm sharing with you in my courses. I learned from those motherfuckers who learned from those motherfuckers who learned from those motherfuckers. Everybody learned from those motherfuckers before them. And times do change. Things do change. But it don't change. You have to be a certain person. That's what a man is. It's been that way from the beginning of time. When there were pirates, when there were the redcoats and the whatever, whatever early war, to be a man, you have to have principles to stand on it. That has never changed. The cars changed, the clothes changed. The way people think changed. But me, being a man don't. Being a man don't change. This is why I don't accept any analogies that you guys come up with about the game. And different analogies you come up with about life in general. I don't accept none of the bullshit you guys be making yourself think. Your manhood is in the air because you didn't get the real information on being a man passed down to you as we did. That's what I'm doing. That's where I'm trying to bridge that gap the brother was talking about. It ain't your fault. You grew up thinking it was okay to piss with a broad looking. You and your sister, you three, your sister five, and you can pee while she in the bed. Man, my daddy and mama would have both slapped the shit out of me. There's a difference between boys and girls. And if you try to grow them up without that difference, they're going to end up being just like you motherfuckers, not knowing what the fuck is going on. Because they didn't separate shit. Everything is to be separated. Women can't teach young boys how to be men. And you got to come to grips with that. I don't give a damn about your mama. My mama can't teach no boys how to be men. She can give them principles. She can have them grow up to an adult. But she can't show him how to be a man. Take another motherfucking man. I couldn't show my daughter how to be a girl after she got like 8 or 9. Shit. You motherfuckers grow up listening to entertainers who had no clue as to what it takes to be a man. You listen to these rapping motherfuckers that get millions of dollars to say anything. And try to make it like it's real. I ain't mad at them motherfuckers, man. I keep on getting that money. But you motherfuckers need to understand. Entertainment is entertainment. Real life is real life. You can't intermingle those. You have to know when you're in real life and you have to know when you're in the entertainment type situation. And see, you guys don't. Everything is entertainment. That's why all you motherfuckers get killed. Sooner or later, you're going to realize to get respect from today's women, you have to be a confident motherfucker. You have to be confident that you showing her a man of commitment. You must be confident in that. If you want what I'm talking about, you have to be 150% committed to getting it. I mean, it's real easy to scream out how confident you are. And right after you do, a fine-ass bitch walk past your ass and you don't say shit. Yeah, you confident, all right. There's only one way to seriously be a man. And even if you don't fucking do what I say, but you have this, quality, I'm going to tip my hat to you. The only way to be a man is to be committed to the principles of manhood. Integrity is key to men. And knowing what uses chivalry is for is essential. Taking care of business as if your very existence depended on it is a necessity. Because it does. Your very existence depend on you being a motherfucker that can take care of business right away. You don't need to have to warm up. when you speaking to a woman, women can feel or they can easily see that you don't have no backbone. They can see that when they first talk to you. It's in your voice, and it gives away where you stand in the moral arena. I mean, you judge quite quickly when you speak into a woman. And these days and times, women judge whether you got a gold card or a black card, whether you be good for dinner or shopping, or whether or not they can get cash from you. You judge in many ways. I think talking about integrity is an appropriate topic. Because integrity and making moves go hand in hand. You ain't going to make no real moves if you ain't got no goddamn integrity. Now, how many of you woke up today and said, this day is mine, and if it ain't mine, I'm going to take it? I know. None of you motherfuckers did that. None of you did. If you don't possess the quality to make yourself strive, then you will wake up every day doing the same thing over and over. Over and over. Now, I told you my shows is going to be an hour. I'm fucking a little bit over an hour. But if you being honest with yourself, there are not many of you out there that would describe yourself as having qualities. Now, just using or accepting those words ought to show you that you have to be a cut above the rest of the people to even have quality, let alone qualities, plural. It just goes on without saying. If you want a quality woman, you have to be a quality person. If you want a quality person, then you have to be able to recognize what quality is. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is to represent quality in your life in all aspects. All aspects of your life should represent the quality you intend to live. Your house, everything should be, you know, nice. You know, some men, I mean, I don't think that every alpha man is fucking willing to have 1,800 women. Because I will be the first to admit there may be an alpha motherfucker who's gay. I don't know. I'm not judging like that. But what I'm saying is, when you represent something, when you're about something, and let's say you black, and you're from a community of motherfuckers that don't have shit, and they what they want is just to have anything, see, it means a lot to be this dude. 7 days, are you back on or what? Because I thought I didn't see nobody. Did you have another question?
Oh, no, nah, man. I'm just listening.
What are you doing? That's okay. See, man, I'm telling you, man, when I used to come to the neighborhood, you know, after I got to rolling, I ain't bullshit, man. People would just be waving at me and, you know, all this stuff. And some of them wouldn't even know me. They would just see me Rolls Royceing and I'm in the community and they just waving. But you'll be surprised at what that does to that community or one person in that community. You know, who knows who saw you drive through there that day. Seeing you just made you aspire. Because I was on the freeway with my dad just going to Sacramento when I got inspired. I ain't had no pimping in me till I seen this motherfucker that looked so goddamn sharp. He just was sharp. I don't know. It stuck with me. It took me hella years after that before I turned out. But when I turned out, I will remember this dude. that I used to draw this dude on my book covers when I was going in like the 9th, 10th grade and shit. This dude would be on my book covers because he all I ever thought about because I wanted to be cool. And that's why my name was Soul Man. Hey, Soul Man was because back in the day when you could talk shit to women, it was called blowing soul. You would say, man, I'm going to go blow some soul to Betty. And you go over there and you start hitting whatever. Man, my name was Soul Man. Because I'm going to talk hell of shit to all of you. That's shit. And it followed me all the way. You know what? My life right now today is a representation of how I was as a kid. I always kept trying because I wasn't really the big motherfucker. I wasn't really the strong motherfucker. I was fast as fuck, and I was cool with that. But the only thing that I really could shine in was talking shit. That's the only thing. We used to have singing contests. I talk about your mama, your clothes, your lunch pail. I talk about your belt. I'm talking about your team. I talk about every goddamn thing. You know, because I'm talking shit. But what did that do for me? It made me bold enough to step out. Which is why I talk the shit I talk to y'all. Here and there, you motherfuckers step out. Goddamn Romeo. I got another Romeo in the group too. Both of them doing good. Hey, my group has grown. And my group is not where it should be. But it's much better off than it was. And I see my doggone returning alumni come in my group. Schooling them goddamn green newbies, and it makes me so fucking proud. I mean, you guys just wouldn't believe it. Next week, I might take my damn ass back to the hour and a half because I really want to talk about some more shit. But I gotta get ready to roll to Monique's show, man. Y'all be cool. I'm out.